What? You haven't been to the library lately? Stop in today and see that the library is more than books. Spokane County Library District facilities feature on-site technology, including Wi-Fi, computers, and printers, as well as free use of meeting rooms. The Library District offers events and programs for all ages, from story times to career development and employer classes to Social Security workshops. Our staff is well-trained and happy to help. Find out more about your library at scld.org.
Welcome to Library Out Loud, a conversation about any and all things related to the Spokane County Library District. Library Out Loud is brought to you by the Spokane County Library District and our friends at STCU. Now, here's your host, Jane Baker.
Hello and welcome to Library Out Loud. I'm Jane Baker. I'm the Communication and Development Officer for the Spokane County Library District. And I have two guests with me today. First of all, I have Ellen Welker. And Ellen, you are the co-organizer of the Poetry Picnic, which is what we're going to talk about today. Welcome.
Thank you.
And also with us today is Danielle Marcy. Danielle, you are the supervisor at the Moran Prairie Library. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Let's talk a little bit. Well, let's see. Where do we start? We're going to talk about the Poetry Picnic. But before we get to that, let's start with you, Ellen. Tell me a little bit about how you came to be in the position to be the co-organizer of the Poetry Picnic.
The Poetry Picnic is the brainchild of writer Sharma Shields. And a few years ago, she and I partnered to form an organization we called Scablands Lit, where we come up with literary events around town. And we love to partner with the library. We also work with Spark Central and try to bring regional writers to Spokane and help promote reading and writing and authors in Spokane as well.
That's fabulous. Great work with the literary scene. So I'll put you on the spot a little bit here. What kind of authors have you brought in?
Well, with the Poetry Picnic, last year we had a trio from Seattle, Don Michoy, Sarah Mangold, Melanie Noel, and Walla Walla poet Rob Schlegel.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And this year we'll have one from Portland and one from Boise, and then two local poets.
Great, so. Great. And we'll talk about them at the Poetry Picnic. Awesome. And Danielle, how did you get involved into this?
Well, we were lucky enough to have Sharma and Ellen approach us actually about a pajama story time first.
Mm-hmm.
And that went so well, and we really enjoyed partnering with them. Sharma and Ellen had talked about another idea that they had. And so we were able to make that happen.
Pajama story time. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay. What's a pajama story time?
So we had authors come in and read their favorite bedtime story time to the kids.
Oh, that sounds great.
So Spark helped sponsor that one.
Mm-hmm.
And the authors, I believe, Ellen, correct me if I'm wrong, that they came in and did it pro bono?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We frame it as promoting early childhood literacy and education. So mm-hmm. everybody's been super thrilled to do that on their own time.
That's great. We need an adult pajama story time sometime as well. I mean, it's great for the kids, but it does sound like something that would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That might be something for the future, Ellen.
Mm-hmm. So pajama story time then evolved a little bit into the Poetry Picnic. Now, I know this will be the third year of the Poetry Picnic, but let's back up to the beginning. How did the first Poetry Picnic come about? It just grew from story time, or was there more to it?
No, we were having a discussion about what other literary ideas to do, and Sharma had and Ellen had this idea of bringing in poets to the library. Is that what I remember?
Yeah, Sharma had always just loved the beautiful backyard amphitheater at Moran Prairie Library and always thought this would be such a great place to do a poetry reading. And so that was really kind of her impetus. And then you, Danielle, had the great idea to bring Ferrante's into the picture.
Well, you know how much I love, you know, partnering food with books.
Food's always a good idea.
Yes. So they have Ferrante's, the Friends actually have sponsored that. They have provided the money for the gelato and for some of the poets' honorariums. So we really give a shout-out to our friends that we couldn't do it without them.
It is the Moran Prairie Friends of the Library that helps sponsor this event. So it happens at Moran Prairie, and it's out on the lawn in behind the library. If you haven't been to the Moran Prairie Libraries, you know, or if you've been there and not looked out the window towards the back, there's a beautiful lawn back there, kind of a little natural amphitheater in a way. So that's where the poetry picnic's held. So say I want to come. From what I hear, you need to bring a blanket or a lawn chair.
You're certainly more than welcome to. We will have some chairs out on the lawn for people who may forget or just not want to drag their own chairs or blankets there. But you're more than welcome. We've had a number of people bring their own kind of picnic beforehand.
And
that's been really cute and sweet. Yes. So you're more than welcome to bring your own goodies and have a little picnic feast beforehand. But we will be providing gelato. We've got usually a variety of flavors. Ferrante's usually gives us some sort of chocolate, vanilla, and fruit flavored so that we have a variety for everybody.
So you can come and bring your own little dinner or picnic, because it is more of a dinner. It's at 7 p.m. So you can come and have dinner like about 6 o'clock on the lawn. And then the poets begins reading? And do they just read a selection, or how does it work? How's the program go?
Well, we've done four poets is a nice amount because each poet has a chance to read for about 10 minutes.
Wow.
So it's not overwhelming, but you get a good taste of their work. And it's just been such a wonderful event these last couple of years. They stand under the shade of a big tree, and the sun's been kind of, you know, getting low in the sky. It's not too hot. It's just the perfect temperature. And it's a great chance for people to get to know some poets in our region that they might not otherwise hear, and also for local poets to both connect with those regional poets and have a chance to have a different audience that they might not otherwise see, because the library has such a wide-ranging reach.
It sounds like a great summer evening.
Yeah.
Perfect thing, a poetry picnic. So then, are the poets reading their own works that they have previously written, or do they write something specific for this event?
Oh, that's a good question. We haven't had anybody write anything specifically for this event, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happened at some point. Most writers are library lovers, so we've all got shout-outs to libraries in our poems, I think. But no, they read their own work. They bring their books and can sell books and sign books after the event as well.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. So, okay. So Moran Prairie Poetry Picnic on Thursday, July 13th from 7 until 8 p.m., only an hour long. Well, it's four poets reading about 10 minutes. That sounds about right. Sounds like a lovely evening. Definitely want to do this. So put it on your calendar and to bring a picnic to the Moran Prairie Library. Now let's talk about the poets. Okay, so we have coming, and I hope I pronounced the name right, Aileen Keon Vo. All right. I'm not familiar with any of these poets. What can you tell me about her?
Well, Aileen is a local poet. She earned her MFA from the Inland Northwest Center for Writers at Eastern Washington University.
All right.
She lives here and works at Eastern as a career advisor for the College of Arts, Letters, and Education. She writes nonfiction and poetry. And right now she's at work on a collection of poems inspired by her passion for county fairs and her experiences growing up in Central Washington. And I've read some of these poems, and they are hilarious and poignant and moving and total crowd pleasers. So,
oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, really fun to hear. She's a great performer.
Somebody we really want to hear then. And she has books of her own. Do you happen to know the titles?
I don't know actually that she has. I know she does not have a published collection yet. She may have some chat books, but I don't know if she does or not.
So these poets we're hearing are very much up and coming.
Yeah, there's a good mix. I mean, Emily Kendall Frey is the other end of the spectrum. She's an Oregon Book Award winner. In 2015, she won for her second collection, Sorrow Arrow, and her first full-length collection, The Grief Performance, won the Norma Farber First Book Award from the Poetry Society of America. So she's an award-winning poet twice over, and has numerous chapbooks as well.
Gotcha. So we have someone local from up and coming, and then Emily, who you just mentioned, is from Portland and pretty well established. So we can get a wide variety of poetry and their kind of literature.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And we have a couple more coming, but what we're going to do here is take a quick little break, and then we'll come back and talk about the other poets. And then perhaps we can talk more about what Scablan Lit's doing and maybe ways that we can help you do more with that.
Great.
You're listening to Library Out Loud. We'll be right back.
If you know what amortization, bridge loans, and HELOCs are, well, you're pretty smart. The financial world is brimming with acronyms and other confusing terms, which can make it harder to make decisions about spending, saving, and borrowing money. If you could use an introduction, go to STCU's financial education blog at stcumoney.org. You'll find out whether you've been amortizing all along, and the experts at the credit union will translate some of the other important financial concepts, too.
To help you be safe, Washington state law requires you to call 811 two full business days before you plan, for example, to dig, drill, plow, pull from, or pound anything into the ground. Be prepared to provide the operator with the correct address, cross street, and the description of your work. You must mark the dig area with white paint. The operator will inform you of the utilities notified of your impending excavation. Wait for all their marks. Be safe and dig with care.
Ponderosa Republican Women is a Spokane area club working to increase the effectiveness of women in the cause of good government through active political participation. Ponderosa hosts a luncheon on the second Thursday of each month at 11:30 at the Red Lion River Inn, 700 North Division in Spokane. Monthly luncheons offer a great way to meet like-minded individuals and become involved in local politics and grassroots efforts. Ponderosa Republican Women is known as the go-to group for state and local candidates, information on ballot issues, current affairs, and local happenings. For more information or to RSVP for a luncheon, email ponderosarw@comcast.net. Follow Ponderosa on Facebook and Twitter.
Welcome back to Library Out Loud. I'm Jane Baker, and I am talking about the Poetry Picnic coming up at the Moran Prairie Library on Thursday, July 13th. And with me today, Danielle Marcy, the supervisor at the Moran Prairie Library, and Ellen Welker. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
And Ellen, you're with Scablan Lit. And we were talking about Sharma Shields. We mentioned her a little bit, and we don't want her to... anybody to think that we're talking about her behind her back. She was going to attempt to be here today, and she just couldn't make it. So we're sorry about that. But Sharma's very active in this, and she helps host the poetry picnic.
Yeah, as you know, Jane, now that Sharma now works for the library district.
Yes.
So
yes.
She...
What a coup.
Yes. Oh, yes. We are so glad to have her. Mm-hmm. So she is going to be one of the staff that are helping staff the poetry picnic, and this year also officiating as the EMC. So we're pleased to have her. She does such a beautiful job of doing that.
That's fabulous. And I'm a big fan of Sharma. And, if you haven't read any of her books, pick one up and read it. We have them at the library. You can get them at Auntie's. Yeah, read her work. She's a fabulous author. And, yes, she does work for the library, and we're thrilled to have her there. So Kudos to Sharma. We had to make sure to mention her. Yeah. So, Ellen, you know Sharma pretty well if you're working together on Scablands Lit.
Yeah.
Say it correctly. And you bring literary artists, authors mm-hmm. here to the area and help spread literacy, and not just only for adults but for children too. So that's great work that you do. And also at Spark Central, what do you do with Spark Central?
Well, we've actually kind of folded Scablands Lit into the program planning committee at Spark Central. So,
nice.
You know, their mission is right in line with ours, and we were able to kind of snuggle up under their umbrella of nonprofithood. and it allows us to, you know, always have a place for events and a lot of support and outreach for the kinds of things that we want to do. So it feels like a really natural partnership. We're lucky to be a part of it.
That's awesome. Now, before we get to talking to the next two the authors that are coming to the Poetry Picnic, you mentioned it's a nonprofit organization. If somebody really says, wow, this is great work they're doing, how can I help? What would you tell them?
I would say acquaint yourself. Go down to Spark Central. It's a very welcoming place. They are staffed by volunteers and some really hardworking paid staff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they are providing a place for youth, adults, the community. They're located in West Central and just a really great access point for technology, for the arts, for it's got a little community library. Just a lot of resources for that neighborhood in particular and Spokane in general.
So. Oh, that's great. Great work. So if somebody feels passionate about what we're talking about today, drop on by there and say, hey, how can I help?
Yeah,
see what
absolutely.
You can do. All right. Now let's go back to the Poetry Picnic. We talked about two of the poets that would be there. That was Emily Kendall Frey mm-hmm. and Aileen Keon Vo. And then there's two others. First of all, Boise's Tyler Brewington. What do we know about him?
Tyler Brewington is the author of two books, Dear Stray Volcano from Alice Blue, and with Kelly Sherman, Boyfriend Mountain came out from Poor Claudia in 2014. And he lives in Boise and is just a fantastic poet. Excited to have him here
fabulous.
In Spokane.
Fabulous. So a poet and author, that's great. And then the other will be Spokane's own Catherine Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Tell me about Catherine.
Well, excitingly, Catherine is the author of her first full-length collection, The Book of Exodus, which is forthcoming from Scablands Books, which is Sharma's other baby. She has a lot of them.
Yes.
And her poems have been nominated for Best American Poetry, the Pushcart Prize, she's just been widely published in a lot of magazines. Her book's coming out in September. So very excited about that. She's also a graduate of the MFA program at Eastern Washington.
Yay. Go and Eagles. They put out a lot of good people there, don't
That's
they?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. This is unbelievably exciting. The Poetry Picnic, a beautiful evening, summer evening, in a picnic situation, listening to poets at the library. It's free, and I would be exposed to these fabulous poets from all over the Northwest. What's not to love, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Don't forget the gelato.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. If you don't love any of those other things, you will love the gelato.
The gelato. Now, so is this for all ages? You know, sometimes people think, oh, poetry, it's going to be kind of snobby, and this wouldn't be fun, and I have kids and that kind of stuff. Tell me, really, is it good for all ages?
It's good for all ages. We do give the little caveat that there may be some adult themes.
Sure.
But I recently took my 10-year-old to one of the other local poetry events in town, and Ellen commented that it was the best commercial because he said, I am going next year. Like, this is, you know, to hear poetry, you know, for a 10-year-old and just absorb it and enjoy it. I mean, it's just fantastic. So I would say yes, that it's for all Spokane.
All ages. That's a great testimonial because you wouldn't think a 10-year-old would enjoy a poetry event. But to hear that he did mm-hmm. and absolutely loved it. I know I'm married to a wonderful man, but he would appear to be the type of person that wouldn't go to a poetry event. And I know a couple of years ago, we went to one. He came with me for the first time, and afterwards he said it was absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Unexpectedly, he totally enjoyed it. And now he's the first one raising his hand saying, let's go. So so we may be up at the poetry picnic.
Oh, we hope to see you there.
That'd be great. Great. Ellen, what's your favorite part about all this?
Oh, I think it's really a magical elixir. I mean, it's just the perfect combination, being outside in the summertime, partnering with a library. For us, it's like exactly the kind of community event that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. One of the things that's special about it is, you know, being part of a literary community, you often see the same faces at literary events. Mm-hmm. And this one feels unique to me because we often see a lot of faces that are new to us. And I attribute that to the library, that there are just a lot of people who are willing to give something new a try.
Sure.
Because it's something that the library is a part of.
Sure. That's great. That's great to know that we're exposing people to new things and giving it a try. And, mm-hmm. and a nice summer evening.
Well, and, you know, we got such a huge community response, especially the first time. We had 60 people come out for our event.
Wow.
You know, and we're hoping to grow that. So, you know, all Spokane, please come down.
Well, it's perfect timing. Hopefully by July, we'll have nice sunny weather. Mm-hmm. The 4th of July weekend will be over and the holidays are done. And it'll be time to just enjoy a summer evening while we get the chance. Summers are short here in Spokane, so why not take advantage of it along with some local talent like that? That's great. So what other kind of events do you have coming up with Scablands Lit?
We've got more pajama story times on the docket for fall.
That's good to
hear.
We
tend to not do quite as many events in the summer.
Sure.
So pajama story times, the poetry picnic. Next year we'll have the Lilac City Fairy Tales again, which is another one of Sharma's main events. We've got authors coming in from Missoula, from Seattle. What we really try to do is reach out to this whole web of the Inland Northwest and make sure that people aren't passing through Spokane without stopping and sharing their talents.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Lilac City Fairy Tales.
Mm-hmm. Lilac City Fairy Tales is a fundraiser for Spark Central.
Okay.
This was another of Sharma's brainchild. So she recruits women from the Inland Northwest. It's a women-only event. And ask them to write an original piece on a theme. Each year the theme changes a little bit, but it usually has a kind of a fairy tale or a magical quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then those readers perform one night only down at the Bing. And it's a beautiful event. There's musicians. There's these original pieces performed by the authors. And then in conjunction with that, we put together an anthology that is open to anyone, men, women, published, unpublished authors. And that is a big, fun project. We get a ton of submissions from all over the place. And it's been a lot of fun to pull that anthology together.
Yeah, and that's coming up when?
That, you know, I don't know that we have a date for next year. This past one was on Valentine's Day, actually, February 14th.
So after after the holidays, first part of the year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And if somebody wants to know more about that, is there a website they can go to? Or?
Yep, you can go to scablandsbooks.org.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. Well, I'm excited to hear about the poetry picnic, and I'm looking forward to attending, seeing you both there. Thank you both for being here again today and talking about this, and thank you for the work you're doing. This is good stuff. It's very important to share the talents in the area and expose our children to some great stuff. Yeah. All right. So the poetry picnic coming up at Moran Prairie, Thursday, July 13th from 7 until 8 p.m. Pack a picnic. Come a little early, enjoy the amphitheater behind the library there, and some great poetry. Great.
Yes.
All right. Thank you both for being here today, Danielle and Ellen. Thank you. And We'll be back on Library Out Loud. See you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Library Out Loud is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Library Out Loud is brought to you by the Spokane County Library District and STCU. Go visit and explore your local library today.
What? You haven't been to the library lately? Stop in today and see that the library is more than books. Spokane County Library District facilities feature on-site technology, including Wi-Fi, computers, and printers, as well as free use of meeting rooms. The Library District offers events and programs for all ages, from story times to career development and employer classes to social security workshops. Our staff is well-trained and happy to help. Find out more about your library at scld.org.